Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya.
And people are like, what are we going to do? What are we get $7 a dozen? And it's like, yeah, you realize, let's say you decided to make breakfast for yourself and you went with, just something simple. Couple eggs and two pieces of toast. At the most, that's like $1.30 for the whole breakfast. Like the cost of what it cost you to make it. With the bread, cost of the bread, the butter, and the eggs. It's like, I don't even give a shit if it's $20 for two dozen. It's still a goddamn bargain. I mean, eggs are ridiculous. I guess people are hoarding eggs now. By the way, my daughter, she says, Dad, say eggs. And I go, eggs. She goes, you're saying it wrong. I go, what are you talking about? She goes, it's eggs. It's not eggs. And I'm like, well, I think you can do either or. She goes, no, you can't. It's eggs. I go, I guess you're right. Nick says, I'm having a sacrifice. I used to fling an egg in the trash if I accidentally popped the yolk. Now I eat it. Yoda World says, people need to switch to the bagel, Danish, and coffee breakfast and get over it for a while. All right, so like top story on ABC News. Right after American tourists found dead in Belize Hotel. The cost of eggs or eggs. Goddamn people.
The latest on egg prices. If you think they're high now, better brace yourself. The price is expected to climb much higher than forecast. Ariel Reshef is here with what to expect. Good morning, Ariel.
Good morning to you, Robin. We are watching this closely.
Okay, so why would you hoard the eggs? So if they're $7 for a dozen, and over the course of the next few months, they're going to skyrocket up to $10 a dozen. That still doesn't, it's not enough of a reason to take all of the eggs so that no one else can actually get eggs. They don't last forever. And you're saving not that much when you go from seven to whatever the next price point is. You know, I mean, you're really?
As bird flu persists, the USDA is warning that we could see the price of eggs soar more than 41% this year. That is double the projection from just last month. Officials are trying to contain the virus by killing off infected flocks, but that is deepening the egg shortage. And there are also some reports of shoppers actually hoarding eggs, which can impact the supply. The average cost for a dozen eggs right now is hovering around $5. That's 96% higher than last year, though McDonald's is now vowing to avoid charging extra for its menu items that contain eggs. Denny's is the latest major food chain after Waffle House to add a surcharge for eggs at some of its 1,300 locations. And small businesses and bakeries we've talked to tell us that it's only a matter of time before they are forced to raise their prices as well. The head of the USDA visited a farm yesterday, and the Trump administration is expected to unveil its plan in the coming weeks to try to contain bird flu and curb these rising costs, Robin.
And Ariel, some people are asking, are eggs, are they safe to eat?
Yeah, a lot of people want to know this. So in short, the answer is yes, according to officials. You're unlikely to be served an infected egg because the affected flocks are being handled pretty quickly. But experts say it's best to eat your eggs fully
cooked. Speaking of eggs, I'm guessing a lot of the dudes in the audience want to fertilize hers.
Cooked to 165 degrees for now, just as a precaution. caution. And a reminder, the CDC says that there have been no reported cases of person-to-person spread of the bird flu, and the risk to the public does still remain low. All Robin? Right.
Good to know. Thank you. Come on.
All right. So eggs are through the roof. If I like work at the local grocery store, Tofus, by the way, says, oh, wow, nice cans. I don't know if it's a good idea for you to say, oh, wow, nice cans. I don't think that kind of fits. Weren't you the guy who was on the tip of the spear when it comes to Kenny, when he was R.I.P.? He's not dead, but R.I.P. When he was telling that, being creepy to that chick, I think it kind of flies in the face of who you are. So, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody made a joke. I just didn't expect it from you. I think you might be kind of like, kind of a bullshitter. You know, I don't know if that kind of hurts your credibility. Aren't you like all woke and shit when it comes? Oh, don't say shit like that to girls. It makes them feel bad. And here you are saying, oh, wow, nice cans. Tofus says, yeah, but he said it like a creep. Oh, are you suggesting that you saying, oh, wow, nice, fat, ugly guy is saying, oh, wow, nice cans is not creepy? You butt fuck. Oh, God, you're a disgusting fucking loser. That's weird. Oh, God. This is your first day back after your most recent pout fest. Here you are after having days off, after getting your ass kicked yet again. And then you do that. Tofus says days off. Yeah, I mean, you got your ass beat recently and then several days not here, just gone AWOL. All right. Well, anyway, he's back with a vengeance because, as you can see, out of the last 15 chats, he's thrown up 14 of them. He is the new resident disgusting idiot for talking about that young lady that way. I mean, my joke was a good joke. Every joke that I have is a good joke. Yours was just, oh, wow, nice tits. Yeah, look at those tits on that chick. God damn. All right, well, if I work at the grocery store, in order to keep, people stealing, taking all the eggs and buying them, you put a sign that says no more than, and put like a limit. And now no one ever adheres to those. So then you hire like a security guard from like Blackwater. And if anybody tries any fucking shit, you shoot them. Be stealing the fucking eggs. Let the rest of us overpay for them. If you're McDonald's, that's great. You know, the fact that they said, hey, costs of our menu items are not going up despite the egg thing. So that's taking a shitty thing and capitalizing on it. So now people will go to McDonald's. They'll probably make more money than they normally do because of that maneuver right there. All the other idiots like, hey, come to Denny's, you're going to pay five times as much. My God. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to show you a flying car. Now, this goes back to the old argument with Hot Wings when I said, I cannot believe that we don't have flying cars yet. And he said, yeah, we do. I'm looking at one. And it was an airplane. And so we still don't have flying cars. But what we do have is what looks to be some type of shell around, hold on, let me see here. People are talking. Yellow card, red card. I don't know, Tofus is being an idiot. Ignore him. He'll shut up if you ignore him. This is the latest quote-unquote flying car. Electric flying car makes debut. And you see it go up. It's got wheels. And then it goes over the car that's blocking the traffic. And that's it. Now, in this stupid video, you don't actually see it drive. You just see it, like, hover. And this is not a car. This looks to be like some light type of plastic around a drone. So this is not a fucking flying car. And a lot of people were making the point, oh yeah, that's all we need is people in these things trying to circumnavigate portions of Los Angeles traffic or whatever the fuck. So that's not a flying car. Besides, if you were to drive in that, if that can even drive at all, you would get the shit beat out of you. Megan says it looks like a diorama or diorama. How do you say it? In China, they're already utilizing stuff like this, except they don't make it look like a fucking car. Like right now, you can, if you are in China, on your phone, you can, Bob says, I'm calling fake. It looks like a bit of AI. Well, no, because it's not impressive. AI actually makes the impossible possible. All that is a drone, you dumb shit. Did you not hear me when I said that? And they cover up the fucking propellers. You can see the dust kicking up from it. That's no different than the shit that flies over New Jersey and everybody thinks that it's a spaceship. Megan says the wheels don't look like they would hold up on any street in America. Exactly. I love it when people try to put, make it seem like something that it's not. But in China, you can right now pick up your phone and say, my God, I want to get across this city that I live in. And then a drone will show up at your house, automated, autonomous. You open the door. You get into it, and then it takes off and takes you to your destination. That is incredible. They just started using this. China greenlights mass production of autonomous flying taxis. Commercial flights set for this year. And that's it. This thing right here. How sweet is that? Electric vertical takeoff and landing. I do wonder about what it's like if all of these are in the air at one time. But, I mean, if they got the technology, as long as they avoid each other. They started coming up with this concept back in 2018. And here they are today. Carbon fiber fuselage, 16 propellers powered by 16 motors, a cruising speed of 62 miles an hour, a maximum altitude of about 10,000 feet. Now, I wouldn't be caught dead in one of these. At least not until we get years and years of success. The same way I would not get into, I take it back. I am to a point now where I forgot the name of those things. Begins with a W. It's the car that just shows up and you jump in it and there's no driver and it takes you to your destination. What's it called? A Weeble or a Verbo or a Venmo or a Wenmo? Waymo? Waymo Jmo. What the fuck is that thing called? Car shows up at your house. You're in like a big city. San Francisco has a lot of these in larger cities, unlike my little dinky city. Like in San Francisco, it just shows up. You get into the car, and then it's running over homeless people. Rebecca says, the drones, the autonomous drones, will be great when a mid-air collision, car collision also takes out anyone walking below. My God. But no, I wouldn't do that. I would do the ones that are the car, but not the one that takes me in the air yet. All right. As always, this free show, I do two a day, the free one and the Patreon. The free one is brought to you by my sponsors, King's Room Barbershop. And you won't believe what happened. Fucking Chris. Chris D went to get a haircut at King's Room Barbershop on 36th Street in Wyoming yesterday. He does that. He loves supporting the sponsors, as I'm hoping you all do. Goes there, gets his haircut, and then he texts me and says, oh, I got my haircut and I forgot to mention that you sent me. And I'm like, what the fuck? You know, how hard is it? You went there because it's my sponsor. How could you possibly forget that? Anyway, King's Room Barbershop, online at kingsroommi.com. I think that's right, isn't it? Or am I combining? I think I'm combining. It's kingsroom.net, you idiot. I sent that off to Andy from King's Room that you were there. I wrote, audience member of mine just sent me this, LOL, went to the 36th Street location. Lean, blonde, type of guy who would wear a man bun. I think he does from time to time. Like, you might interact with Chris one day and, you know, he's tied his hair up in a bun. Fuck. Amy says Chris D is not here now. Good grief. Oh, he'll hear that. I can promise you. Anyway, King's Room Barbershop, three locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, and 36th Street. Go to kingsroom.net for schedules, exact locations, and hours. Stevie says, what the fuck is wrong with a man bun? Well, the name of it, it should be called bitch bun. Because anyone who has one is. Chris says, I did that at King's Room on 36th Street and the chick didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. Well, keep doing it. New person here. It says Z-A-I-N, Zane. I have no idea who that is. Says, cool Mike. Thank you. Appreciate it. Maureen says, my 38-year-old son wore a man bun in the past. I liked it. Ugh. Yeah, that's a reason to get rid of it if your mom likes it. Oh, I love your man bun! People are like, what's wrong with them? Stevie says, LOL, that's stupid. David says, everything is wrong with them. Leave it to Butler. It says man bun. You mean a bitch biscuit. Yeah, that's men don't wear their hair like that. At least they shouldn't. Come on now. Murder lover Linda says Chris D and my nephew and their man buns could run circles around you easy.
Right. I understand that, but they look like a bitch when they do it. So, all right, if that's your thing, good God.
Oh, boy, here we go. Stevie writes, hair has no gender.
Shut up.
God. Yeah, don't start that shit. We're having fun. Don't wreck it with your gender talk, you dumbass.
This person says, I'm just not really fond of black people with a man bun.
Well, all right. Yeah, I can't really jump on board that one. What the fuck is that?
I would like to see that, a black person with a man bun, honestly.
David says it might be time for some timeouts.
Yeah, I have a feeling like we're kind of like on the precipice of something bad happening in the chat right now. Makes me a little bit uneasy.
I think this is bot activity. This has got to be bot activity.
Anyway, enough. Thank you to Mario Flores and his Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Buy now, refinance later. You can get a hold of Mario at 231-332-6505 from anywhere in the U.S. if you're ready to get after getting a mortgage. 231-332-6505. First-time home buyers go to the front of the line. Thank you so much, Mario. 231-332-6505. I've got an accountant on the show who you can reach out to. There's still time to get your taxes done. You have till April 15th. My tax day is next Tuesday. TagCPA.net, or you can call 616-301-9516 from anywhere in the U.S. and get after getting your taxes done. There you go. 616-301-9516. All right, I've got a couple more sponsors I'll get to as the show goes on. I think I need to get into the stream and start bestowing some blocks. So give me a second here. Be patient with me, please. One man show. All right, that guy's got to go out. This will take me a second. Slowing me down. Oh, fuck, now I'm dead. Piano Finger Banger says racist bots have invaded. Thanks, Elon. Dofus says you have to set up auto mod or something. Yeah, I guess so. How do I do that? I'm lost. Chat settings. All right, I'm going to roll some music and throw an intermission up. And then... Okay. I think I took care of it.
Jeremy says this is the most action Easy has gotten in years.
Yeah, there was a setting that was able to weed that out. We all sensed it was coming. We're like, what is happening? Oh my God, it's making our brains fry.
Okay, nothing we can't handle. There's been another terrible passing of a child who did something stupid because of TikTok. It's always tough to wrap your mind around these stories about what you're dealing with. But this kid, he didn't even have TikTok. In fact, his phone, was set up so that he couldn't even access anything without the mom and dad knowing that he was accessing it. All these securities in place. And all of a sudden, the kid is dead. And I guess there was some TikTok trend. He's like 11, 12 years old. You know, when you're 11, 12, 13 years old, you got a lot to deal with. That's why it's never a good idea to have your asshole stepdad pick fights with you right after school. God knows what the kid's been through to have something like that happen. But this kid, there was like a challenge on TikTok where people were, it's one of these ones where you like withhold breathing. And I remember this has happened before. You occasionally see these stupid TikTok challenges where people are doing something that could hurt them. And I haven't heard this in a while, but this kid, he didn't even know what it was. But some kids that he was associated with in the school got him to participate in something that is similar to the blackout challenge. It's the same one, actually. I think it's the same or about the same as blackout challenge. The kid's mom and dad found the kid unresponsive in his bedroom in Murrieta, California. After spending the previous day there watching TV together, everything was fine. They tried to bring him back, but no, it's unclear. Now, how they found out that some of the asshole kids that he was associated with convinced him to do that. This kid had strict parental controls on his phone, no social media accounts. Because that's pretty much what they ask you these days. Whenever a kid has, when something like this happens, they're always trying to see what potentially could have led to the issue. Like my kids, I went out of my way to make sure that they were on all of the apps, you know. I even went to the ones that the second you log on, there's a predator talking to you. You know, I like to take away the air of curiosity.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So I said to Jim, I go, so if anybody reaches out to you and asks you to send pictures of your penis, you should absolutely do it. You know, you don't want to like have to be thinking that you're, you know, pressured against your will. You should always just do those things. And that way there'll be no curiosity and then you won't find yourself in a bad spot. So the second I got Jim his iPhone, he was about four. And I loaded in everything. The first app I put in was Grindr and Snapchat. And what's the one that you can talk to people and it's all predators? WhatsApp. I said WhatsApp. I go put that in. Child Friend Finder. All those. You got to be on every single one of them. And if there's any trends or something like that going on, like the blackout challenge or the pour gas on yourself and light it challenge, do it. I mean, if you feel like it's something that you want to do, don't let me get in the way. I want total freedom. I don't want to give you like anything, you know, any type of parameters. Do all those things. And my daughter's too. Go ahead And so by the time they were not even in school, they had iPhones and they were doing all of those things. They have been sending nudes for years. They're still sending nudes. They even send nudes to each other, for God's sake. They tried sending them to me. And I said, I don't want any part of this nonsense. And look, those three are all well-adjusted people. And they are thriving. Okay, so I know it's kind of like out-of-the-box thinking. But I always do the opposite of what the experts tell me. The experts said, don't punish your children in any way. And I did. And but I didn't like to spend a lot of time on the punishment and, you know, go to your room. So you just hit them like hard. And it's basically a race. And you say, look, if you see me coming after you, you better get away. You better actually make an attempt to get away. I would, because I'm gunning for you and I'm going to kick your ass. So I beat all three of them ridiculously as much as I could. Whenever anybody got out of line, I would kick so much ass in this house. I am undefeated in this house. So, you know, and they all thrive. There was never a problem. I was never, ever concerned about when the predators would talk to my kids. At, you know, I mean, Madison's sitting there. She's 4.5 years old. She's looking at watching Barney or whatever. And she's getting numerous people reaching out to her. Send me pics. Send me pics. And I go, and I'm like, she's got to do this. This is hers now. This is time to, you have to grow into this. This is how it is. So I would say that you should actually do what I'm suggesting. This boy passed, and he didn't even have a phone. He would be alive today if that kid were on WhatsApp talking to predators. $76,000 has been raised for the GoFundMe. That is not enough. You know? This person donated $1,000. That's very nice. And this young person has been dead for a month and they've raised $76,000. That is such a crock of shit. It should be way more than that right now. GoFundMe never ceases to amaze me. I could go on there and say, hey, I want to get a wash and wax for my motorhome, and I'm establishing a GoFundMe. It costs $300 to wax my motorhome to start the season. If you'd be so kind as to pay for that, and then I'll go back to it like 3 minutes later, and there'll be $400,000 or $500,000 in there from people who want the madness to stop in my world, so that I can get my motorhome washed and waxed. And that's, it shouldn't be that way. Like the mom and dad whose child passed away because they did not let the child talk to predators. $78,000 is not enough. You can't stop that. You can't shut off that hurt. Rebecca says, is motorhome a euphemism for your crank? Wow, that is a, I don't know. Something about that joke seems like something that like a dumb idiot guy would say. That's a dumb idiot guy joke. Tophus says, the hurt never goes away. You just learn to deal with it. Well, I don't know about that. I mean, if I'm that mom and dad and that child is no longer with us because you didn't buy him an iPhone at age 4 and let him talk to predators, and you have $76,000 in the GoFundMe, you're right. That hurt does not go away. But if they look at that GoFundMe and it's at $5 million, you definitely aren't hurt at that point. You're probably happy that that happened. I mean, that's what a lot of people would think. People are like that these days. You know, they would be at the funeral, like the visitation, and everyone would be crying except the mom and dad. And the mom and dad would have to, you know, tell all those people that it's going to be okay. Everything's going to be all right. You're going to be fine. All the while, they're planning on a trip to Europe. I mean, and who could blame them after what they've been through? Well, anyway, so it's just remarkable that nowadays, kid doesn't even have a phone that can look at these apps. And young people in the class can go ahead and convince the stupid kid to hold his breath till he dies or whatever the fuck they do. There's been another incident. There was an incident on a plane the other day that the plane came down because there was a haze in the cockpit. Thank you to David for sending that one along. David also sends that yesterday a Southwest Airlines flight got into some trouble, had to safely land at Chicago's Midway Airport. It's being described as a close call with a business jet that entered the runway without authorization. I have kind of changed the approach of these stories. They're every day now. And I think they've always been every day. I'm going back to that theory that I think that the news media is trying to make it seem like Trump is causing these issues. And I forgot which one of you, it was Jeremy, who indicated that we have far less of these issues this year from last year. And that it is merely the press trying to make it seem worse than it is. Because last year at this time, this didn't happen. We weren't talking about this. There was a million and one other things. I think the press definitely does their best to try to create a narrative. And you're going to see that more and more as the days go on. This is the actual story from ABC News about this.
Close call, raising concerns for flyers. I want to show you this Southwest Airlines plane and a private jet. They're nearly colliding here at Chicago's.
Oh, bullshit. That was not nearly colliding. He didn't even have to slow down.
Plane and a private jet. They're nearly colliding here at Chicago's Midway.
He cleared it by like 500 feet.
Airport. It appears the Southwest plane was really just.
Look, and if you look at the perception, how far in the background that private jet is, it kind of gives you an illusion, though, that it's closer than it appears.
And then the business jet crossed in front of it about a half mile down the road.
That's acceptable. I would encourage that type of quote unquote close call. It keeps it interesting.
Runway, so then the plane kind of took off again. ABC News transportation reporter Sam Sweeney tracking the latest from our DC bureau.
This is a non-story.
Everyone here, and it's just the latest in a series of these concerning aviation incidents in recent weeks. What more do we know about exactly what happened here?
Well, that Southwest plane was coming in for a landing, and those pilots saw that jet crossing that runway, and because of their actions, they were able to pull that aircraft up and keep everybody safe.
No, they were taking off. They took off. That's what they did. Then they continued on their flight, and no one even noticed.
We also know that the air traffic control audio shows that controllers told that small business jet not to cross that runway.
All right, well, maybe there's that.
And we don't know why right now, but for some reason, they didn't follow those orders. They crossed the runway, and then they were given what's known as a warning.
Was there more to the story, or did I just go to a University of Chicago ad?
They were given a phone number to call for the FAA to explain what happened. Now the FAA and the NTSB are investigating. But again, as you mentioned, this came dangerously close. That aircraft, the Southwest plane, was just feet from touching down.
Oh.
When it cleared that business jet.
Wait a minute. Let me back up here. Did they say that it touched down and then took off again?
What do we know about exactly what happened? Of it about a half mile down the runway, so then the plane kind of took off again here at Chicago's Midway Airport. Southwest Airlines plane, okay. And a private jet.
All right. Now this makes it. You got to forget everything I just said. They didn't. It. You can't really tell at first, but the plane landed, would have hit this, but took off again. I was too busy in my rant to catch that.
Really colliding here at Chicago's Midway Airport.
All right, so that does make sense. Forget everything I said. That was a very close call.
Call for the FAA to explain what happened. Now the FAA and the NTSB are investigating. But again, as you mentioned, this came dangerously close. That aircraft, the Southwest plane, was just feet from touching down. When it cleared that business jet as it flew over, it did so by just 250 feet.
Oh, and I know in terms of aviation, that is very, very close. All right, Sam Sweeney.
Everything I said, disregard everything I said. Jeremy says only 2,500 feet from each other. Yeah, but dude, look. If it comes down, that business jet still was going to, they were going to intersect. Nick says, you had that as backwards as I had the arson story. Yeah, pretty much. Tofa says, the speed is going. You're going to close that gap pretty quick. No, there's no question. There's nothing interesting about this story now from my perspective, because I've already exhausted what I was going to do, and then it's completely wrong. So at this point, all we can do, you as an audience, me as a show, is talk about how fucked up I made that story. Because you can see that and say, oh boy, you almost hit it. Well, that's something. Sure hope that doesn't happen again. That guy's a jackass. God damn it. But I was in the middle of accusing the media of blowing shit out of proportion. And in fact, they were not blowing anything out of proportion. It was inappropriate proportion, actually. David says, you ruined that story. Yeah. Pretty much. I mean, that is true that the media is making a big deal about a lot of aviation shit, and I who knows why. I think it's Trump-related, but maybe not. Or they're just, another aviation story. Let's go with it. Tofa says, can we make fun of you now? Well, of course you can make fun of me now. I'm making fun of me now. It was a complete catastrophe. What a fucking butt fuck. Cole says, you're still not, or Bob says, you're still not wrong about the media. There is another aviation story, though, that, wow. Husband and wife from Australia, they were traveling on a Qatar Airways flight from Melbourne to Doha. On their way to a vacation in Italy. Hold on, you know what? I should click on this because I might be able to get them talking. Okay, good. Well, they had a very, very bad flight, and
It's not easy.
I'm gonna let them tell what happened to them. But this is a long flight, you know. Longest flight I've ever been on has been to like California. That's a pretty long flight, but to fly, you know, that far away. You hear about those ones that go across the ocean. They fucking take forever. I don't know if I could handle that. You know, the only way I could handle that would be if it was a flight that the plane was so big that you had an opportunity to actually do something. I mean, I can't imagine sitting for that long. I have a bad enough time, hard enough time, sitting here and doing the show every day. While I wait for that story to load, and I don't know if it will, they get on the flight, and while they're, I mean, it wasn't that long after takeoff. It was the husband and wife, and a passenger collapsed and actually dropped dead. And they were at a point where they're like, okay, we got to keep going. So the husband and wife are seated there, and there was only one open seat on the whole plane. And so imagine them being in the seats, and then they're watching this unfold, and everybody's shocked and upset, and then you hear, all right, well, she's dead. Well, what are we going to do? We got to put her somewhere. And the husband and wife are like, oh, fuck. And then they're trying to, like, you know, put their coats on the seat or leaning on it or flipping up the arm thing to make it seem like they're seated in both of the seats. But no, they took the dead lady and put her in the fucking seat. For 4 hours, they put them in the seat, and they had to sit next to the dead lady. There is a screenshot of this moment. It's not that great, but this is the husband and wife. These two are not dead, but this is the guy that you see, and next to him is a stiff, but they kind of like blurted out. They said it was very heartbreaking to watch. They tried to wheel her up towards business class, but she was quite a large lady, and they couldn't get her through the aisle. Oh, no. You see, all you Fatathon members, this is why you do what you're doing or attempting to do. Otherwise, your fat ass is going to die on an airplane, and you're going to, your fucking dead fat ass is going to be seated next to this poor grandma and grandpa. She's so fat, they couldn't even get her fat fucking ass up to business class. Man, I would have been so pissed off if I'm that guy and this fat bitch is dead next to me. I'm going to get a Sharpie out, and I'm going to draw on her fucking face and like light a cigarette and put it in her mouth, or draw a dick and put that in her mouth. Chris says, I would need some major compensation if I have to sit next to a dead fatty. I would just be drawing dicks on her face is what I'd be doing. Maureen says, well, at least she wasn't annoying them by chatting them up the whole flight. So these two are making the rounds now, and I'm guessing they want some compensation. They said, can you move over, please? And I just said, yeah, no problem. Then they placed the lady in the chair that I was in. The couple claims the crew did not offer them a different seat to move to with a passenger in the row behind them, instead offering a spare seat to nervous flyer Colin. I don't know why they should have put that fat bitch into one of those other seats. Hang on. Dude spent the remaining hours of the flight in the same row as dead person, saying he was told to stay seated as medical crews took off blankets covering the body after the plane landed. They've been offered no support from Qatar Airways. Qatar Airways said it was in the process of contacting impacted passengers. Yeah, give them some time. I mean, they might come around. Yeah, that's rough. I wouldn't mind. I mean, I could handle it. I just sit there and do what I always do and just masturbate. So, Megan says, doesn't rigor mortis set in? Is the body like peeing and decomposing? Right. That's a great thing. Now that would enhance my masturbation, but most people aren't like that. Rebecca says that's nightmare material. Jeremy says, imagine having to pee and climbing over a dead fatty to go to the bathroom. Oh God, you're right. Yeah, that is rough. Ladies and gentlemen, this show is winding down. But before I go, if you want to do something fun, call upon TC Paintball. The dog days of winter are almost over. Book an event today at tcpaintballgr.com. Get the crew together for a bachelor party, maybe some workplace team building. The kids on Wednesdays for the youth leagues, all at TC Paintball. The youth leagues, those are the low-impact guns that just don't hurt as much, okay? Do it old school. Kids shooting things at each other. That's what we did. It's good enough for us. It was good enough for us. It's good enough for you and your kids. TCPaintballGR.com. They have a fully stocked pro shop and fantastic there. If you already have gear that needs to be maintained or repaired, they can do that. TCPaintballGR.com. The cannabis store on the Eric Zane Show podcast with updated weekly dope deals. The Green Medicine Shop. They are in Greenville, Michigan. Go to thegreenmedicineshop.com and check out what they have for sale. Recreational cannabis, 21 and up, and medicinal, 18 and up with med card. Get your med card at thegreenmedicineshop.com. Suggestions on asshole of the day today. I don't even know. I'm thinking that possibly that lady who died, but you can't, I mean, it's not her fault. Well, it's her fault that she was fat as hell, but I don't know if I want to make her the asshole of the day. Let's see. Oh, that's a good one, Stevie. The bots are the assholes of the day. Thank you. Brought to you by TC Paintball. That's how we roll. Asshole of the day. Right here. Big Fraud Wednesday starts at 6 p.m. Before that, the Patreon bonus podcast. After, who are these free beers? The Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. A lot going on. Another busy day of podcasting hijinks. But that is my time for today. As usual, you've been an amazing audience, except for Tophus. And I will talk to you later on right here.
No offense, but your brain is a terrible place to keep your big idea. It belongs in the world, but you know that already. You have a calling, a voice that says, this is what I'm meant to do. Create the website your big idea deserves with Wix. Make it your own with top-to-bottom customization, AI to help realize your vision, and built-in business tools to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix supports every stage of the business journey, except one. Your decision to begin. Ready? Go to Wix.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.